You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
We're talking baseball with Paco Valcarcel. And Paco, I got to tell you, the President Obama is going to be going to Cuba March 22nd, and he's going to watch the Tampa Bay Rays play the Cuban national team. This is a historic day, not only for the country, but for baseball.
Yeah, good for him. I don't want to mention not even Cuba. Cuba, I know a lot of Cubans who live in Puerto Rico, and, I'm not very pleased with the Castro brothers.
Well, nobody's really pleased with the Castro brothers, but at least this is opening a door, at least, right?
Yeah, but, you know, we have a lot of the best Cubans are playing in USA. Pedro, I'm right here in Tampa, you know, in front of the, right here, this is the Tampa Stadium Hotel, okay? Close one block from George Steinbrenner, where the Yankees are training now, spring training, yeah.
The New York Yankees are off and rolling, of course. Alex Rodriguez will be their designated hitter this year, and he's 40 years old, Paco. Is that play a role in here, him being 40?
Yeah, he can, at 40, he could do better than 60% of the players. At 40 years, but he can play third base too. You know, they got a guy here, that can substitute the third base. You know, Henley or one of the guys. Yeah.
What do you think that he's going to be marred as far as going to the Hall of Fame? I know they're trying to hold Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame, but do you think they're going to mess with A-Rod when it's time to go to the Hall of Fame comes? Because, you know, he's deserving. I think he's the most natural hitter I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but I got my doubts, you know, after Sosa, Barry Bonds, and that guy, what happened to the guys is, you know, that's we can think what will happen to Alex when the times come.
Well, but what I'm trying to say is I understand these guys did, you know, I call them Flintstone vitamins, anabolic steroids, juice, call it what you want.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
a problem.
Their bodies changed. But the entire baseball, I mean, that's what baseball was getting off on back there. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, I mean, Jose Canseco, all these guys are hitting all these home runs because of the steroids. Baseball knew.
Yeah, but that's the problem with Alex. He's the only guy who was suspended, you know, and everybody knows. And, you know, Barry Bonds was a natural. Barry Bonds was very good, you know, as good as Alex. And he cannot make it. Forget about Hall of Fame for Alex, you know. But he has been one of the greatest.
Okay.
Great guy.
Number 36, Carl Beltran, the right fielder. He's 38 years old. He's your buddy. Talk to me. He played 133 games last year. Can you play that many games at 38 years old?
No, not that much. But he can, you know, he can be there. He could be a designated hitter too. He can play right field. You know, he's going to have 2 or 3 days free. But Alex Carlos can, you know, Yankees can count on 80 RBI. You know, for with Carlos, he's always there. He's a money player. He's a money player. When the Yankees need a hit or a home run or a double, Carlos is there.
Interesting. We're talking with Paco.
And you know something. What? You know something about Carlos. You know, he was telling me that when they are traveling, he got the laptop and he put the laptop in his seat and he started studying all the pitchers what they gonna throw him, you know, the starter, the reliever, the stopper, you know, and he studied all the pitchers and he advised, you know, he's like an advisor for the younger players there.
How much of baseball is thing? I mean, we know that baseball is a physical sport, and you got to make eye hand to eye contact and things like to hit a baseball. But how much of baseball is mental? You just talked about a guy studying pitchers. How much of baseball is mental?
It's like boxing, Pedro. You know, boxing. You need to be average in physical, you know, physical strengths. But you have to be smart. You know, you have to be smart because you should know what he gonna throw now. If you know that he threw 99 miles, but you know that he got a good change, you know, you should be prepared for that. Because any pitcher can pull you out.
That's true. We're talking baseball with Paco. Of course, Paco Valcarcel, the baseball historian out of Puerto Rico. He's in Florida this week. So, Alex Rodriguez, you expect Alex to have a good year, though, huh?
Alex and Beltran are going to have good years this year.
Okay. Who's going to be the surprise on the Yankees this year?
I don't know. I like the shortstop, Gregorius.
Why?
I like him a lot. I like him a lot, yeah.
Why do you like him a lot?
Because he can be a good defensive. He can bat. You know, he got 15 home runs last year. And he got more experience. You know, by the way, his mentor is Beltran, you know. Beltran is a guy who's advising him all the time. And, you know, he's like the big brother for him.
So is Beltran the glue holding this team together, or is Rodriguez? Which one is it?
I don't know. Remember, Alex was there before him, Beltran, but, you know, they got Alex had one more year than Beltran in the major leagues. And seniority means a lot in the club.
Okay. We talked before about the dynasties of George Steinbrenner, how he went out and spent a lot of money in the free agency market. Why have this era of Yankees, why have they sort of concentrated on the farm system and building people from within the organization?
I don't know. They have to change their philosophy of you know, because they never got good prospect in the farm. You know, also just Josh Jeter and the catcher, the Puerto Rican catcher. You know, that the two, Mariano Rivera also. But, you know, but now I don't know how they are working. They don't, I don't know any good, you know, from the draft. I can't recognize any good prospect that I can identify as a star like Rodriguez or Jeter or one of the guys.
So this the Steinbrenner kid, does he not spend the money the dad had? I mean the dad just went out there and wrote checks and he almost bought World Series, but they happened.
Maybe he got less money than his father, you know, who knows?
His father was a character. His father,
yeah,
was really
he was a character and he was a winner, and you know. But you have to be a businessman when you are in a baseball team. You got a budget, and you have to deal with the budget you got.
Interesting. So, when you look at the entire the American League right now, you think the Yankees are going to prevail? You think the Yankees will be there at the end?
I think Yankees. You always have to count it on the Yankees. Boston Yankees. They will come back. You know. They will come back and they will be there. Well, I don't know if Kansas City could do it again. I'm not sure.
What is the shortcomings of Kansas City? I mean, the shortcomings, the pluses, this and that. You don't think they can repeat?
I don't know. You know, remember that Kansas City was a surprise this year, last year. But this year they got the young players, but with more experience. And who knows, but you need good staff. You know, the pitchers has to be good to stay the whole season. And who knows, you know, they were lucky. They were lucky.
Somebody asked me last week to ask you this question. Should a spitball be legal?
Yes. Always illegal. I remember the old days when I was I was a kid, you know, playing baseball in I was 12 or something like that, and when I throw the ball, I discovered when I put some, you know, when I spit the ball, I could do it better. I don't know, but I could do better because they can bat my ball, you know.
You know, I remember Don Sutton. They found Don Sutton, the former Dodgers pitcher. They went out to the mound and they found him. He had an emery board, you know, that you file down your nails with. I mean, a nail.
Uh-huh.
He had a nail file in his mitt. And he was filing down the ball.
the old day, good old days, Don Sutton.
The good old days.
Drysdale Sutton, you know that guy.
Drysdale was a monster. You know, yeah. He cracks me up about Drysdale. Him and Bob Gibson, they had this philosophy. If you stuck your nose in over the plate, they would knock your nose off.
Oh, yeah. Gibson. I remember that game in the 70s, 60s. No, 60s. I was in college. Gibson against Santiago from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. Santiago play was throwing for the was a pitcher for Boston, and he was a pitcher for St. Louis. I remember that I was in college. I don't know, 67, 68. Bob, always remember. And he lost Santiago. Yeah. You know, he batted home run to Gibson, yeah. And they lost 2-1 or something like that.
Gibson was a monster. In fact, you know, we were talking a few years ago, and a whole bunch of people were getting together. Willie Mays had just been on TV and things like that. And we were talking, and, you know, had there been steroids back in the days, you know how mean Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale were? Can you imagine those guys as big as they were, 6'6" and 6'4", 6'5", 250 on steroids? My God.
Wow. Thank God they were free. Free of any anabolics, you know.
Okay.
They cannot stay there for long.
Okay, April the 4th, the Yankees are going to open up in Houston. What are we going to look for this year in the Yankees? What are we going to be looking for early
on? I don't
know.
Against Houston should be difficult because Houston got an excellent team. That young guys like Correa, Springer, they are good players, let me tell you. They are good players. They got a good team. Houston will be better this year.
Paco, have a great weekend. We'll talk real soon.
Okay, Pedro, take care.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.